Blog Talk Radio.
Brother and friend will be right along. His name is Cartrell, and he's from New York City. You know, in our studies, we've come to learn a whole lot about us. We are sadly lacking in empathy, sympathy, compassion, and certainly love. I think that's why in the Psalms, King Dawood talks about love. His love for the Creator, and so on and so forth. His love for the people, his love for truth. And in Songs of Solomon, it speaks of an intimate love between a man and a woman. And certainly in the Proverbs, the loves of friends, brothers and sisters, because we are sadly lacking in those areas. We're good at book, chapter, and verse. Make no bones about it. But we're sadly lacking in the concrete, the essential part of us to keep us together, bound together, to not only blood, but our love and common courtesy for one another. Yes, we are the most greeting people in the world. We can greet you. We can give you a good smile. We can give you all kind of handshakes and hugs. But that is superficial. The essential part of what keeps a nation together is the caring for the nation, to the poor, to the needy, to the widow woman, and so on and so forth. For the brotherhood, for the sisterhood, and so on and so forth. That is the essential part of these studies. Not to simply give book, chapter, and verse, but to make the application in your lives so you can become what the Most High would have you to be. Not a poor imitation, not a Western Hemisphere imitation, but what you really should be about. That draw all men to the Most High because of your love and devotion and dedication to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and each other. Yes, these studies are essential for our souls. Because truth be told, we are a hot mess. We try to browbeat and shame one another in supporting political parties and supporting organizations such as the Black Lives Matter, the LGBTQXYZ. They'll add another alphabet next week. We try to shame one another and browbeat each other into doing something that is not what the Most High said does. And unfortunately, some among us are good at it, making you toe the line. But we should be much better than that. We should be better in the sense that we want each other to be the best we can be according to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and how he should have us be in our relationships with him, because life is about relationships, brothers and sisters. Life is about relationships. It keeps us connected to Yah, keeps us connected to one another, and it's simply not lip service. Lip service is not suffice. It had to be much more than lip service. It has to be action, a devoted action, as the song alluded to. That being said, may the Most High bless you by the study and the reading, and most importantly, the application of his word to your lives. So are you ready to get started? Turn to chapter 3, the last chapter of Nahum. We will start tomorrow at Habakkuk. But we will complete this chapter, the war of Nineveh. Nineveh is about to get a can of whoop behind, just like we got. We know the whooping, don't we? We know the whooping that Nineveh got. It's not a good whooping. So let us get started, shall we? And it says about the city of Nineveh, the Assyrians. Woe to the bloody city. The Most High calls it a bloody city. It is full of lies and robbery. You lie, you're full of lies, and you're robbing each other. It's victim never depart. You never let up. The noise of a whip, the noise of a rattling wheels, a gallop. There's always something going on. A galloping horses, a clattering chariots. Horsemen charged with bright sword and glittering spears in description. In that city, there's a multitude of slain, a great number of bodies, just like these United States of America. Countless corpses. They stumble over the corpses, so many, because of the lies and the robbery and the wickedness, because of the multitude of harlotries, of the seductive harlot. Your idols, the multitude of your idols, the seductive harlot. Then you have sorceries, just like in these United States of America, the Western Hemisphere. A mystery, you have a mistress of sorceries who sell notions, nations through her harlotry, through her idols, and family through her sorceries as a result of her harlots, of her idols. The end result. And Yah says through Nahum, that kind of attitude, Nineveh, Yehuda, Jerusalem, and anyone else for that matter, if that's what you're doing, behold, I am against you, says the Elohim, Yah of hosts. I will lift your skirt over you and I will embarrass you. I will literally embarrass you as we have been embarrassed. I will show the nations your nakedness and kingdoms your shame. I will cast abominable filth upon you. And certainly he has in our case. As I said, we are the most dapping and clapping and hugging and smiling as people. But we are an abominable filth has been cast upon us. I will make you vow and make you a spectacle. And certainly we are that. We're vile and we're a spectacle. We don't know how to treat each other. We don't know how to treat our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our friends, and those among this nation. We are a spectacle, something to be looked at and pitied and hated. And he's telling Nineveh that. It shall come to pass that all who look upon you, Nineveh, Assyria, will flee from you and say, as they do us, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her, as in our case? Where shall I seek comfort for you, Nineveh, as in our case? Are you better than Amnon, the city of Thebes, in Egypt, that was situated by the river, and I did them too, that was situated by the river, that had waters around her, whose rampart was the sea, whose wall was the sea? Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength, Thebes, and it was boundless. Put and Liban were her helpers. Yes, she was carried away. She went into captivity. Her young children were dashed to pieces. Because I hate that attitude. At the head of every street, they cast lots for honorable men of Egypt. And all her great men were bound in chains, as in us. You also will be drunk. You will be hit. I'm going to hire at you too, Assyria, Nineveh. You also will seek refuge from your enemy. And they are, and they do, as I speak in 2020. All your strongholds are fig trees with ripened figs. If they are shaken, you got it going on. The fall into the mouth of the ear. surely your people in your midst are women. You women, your people have become like women, and certainly in our case, our men are like women. Assyria, men had become like women. As Egypt, men had become like women before Yah. The gates of your land, because they can't protect you, as it's in this Western Hemisphere. They're running from Rona. They sending your children back to school in Rona, Rona territory. Rona is sitting at every gate, watching everybody. They want to pretend like everything's normal. But your men are weak like women. You can't beat Rona like that. You can't beat a plague of Yah like that. By chance and a happenstance. Much as you lack. We found that out. Egypt found that out. Assyria is finding this out. And we know this. And as a result, your land is wide open for your enemies. Fire shall devour the bars of your gate. I'm going to unlock your gates for your enemies. Draw your water for the seas. Go ahead. Prepare yourself. Fortify your stronghold. Go ahead. Go into the city and tread the mortar. Make strong the brick clean. Then the fire will devour you. I don't care whatever you do to protect yourself. The fire will devour you. You can't stand against me. The sword will cut you off. It will eat you up like a locust. Make yourself many like the locust. Make yourself many like the swarming locust. Your multitudes, your merchants, more than the stars, I don't care how many you got. The locusts plunder and flies away. Your commanders are like swarming locusts. Your generals are like great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges on a cold day. Well, when the sun rises, they flee away. And the place where they are not known, can't nobody find them. Your shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Your nobles rest in the dust. Your people are scattered on the mountains, and no one gathers them. Your injury has no healing. Your wound is severe. All who hear news of you will clap their hand over you. For upon whom has not your wickedness passed? Who ain't you did dirt to? As the Egyptians did. As the Assyrians did. As we did. And we suffered the consequences. And we still do as I speak. That's why I said, we have no idea. No idea whatsoever. Unless we study the word of Yah. Apply the word to our lives. To get any understanding whatsoever. As to what relationships are. Well, I'm going to bring Cartrell on before I jump right into the Songs of Solomon in chapter 7. Go and turn there. I'm going to bring Cartrell. Y'all worry about the wrong thing. Let me do this. Y'all go and turn to Songs of Solomon, chapter 7. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Any comments on the last chapter of Nahum?
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. Shalom, Brother Yam Sufari. May the Most High bless
you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, friend. Thank you very much. And may the Most High bless you, too, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's interesting. We're reading about this chapter about the Syrians, about Nineveh. And most people don't even know where Nineveh is on the map.
No,
who the Syrians were. That's exactly. How devastated the Most High devastated them. If you ask people exactly. About the Assyrians, people don't even know what you're talking about. You're talking about Syria, right? talking about Syria. No, I'm talking about the Assyrians.
No. Right.
Who are they? Oh, they got smashed in history because of the way they treated God's people and because of their cruelty to other nations, like I said. No one was feeling sorry for the Assyrians. They were some bad people, boy.
Bad
kings of Assyria would go out and hunt lions and have a knife and stab the lion with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
They were some bad kings. But they
bad
got murals that were preserved through archaeologists. And if you Google or Bing Assyrians and their cruelty, you'll see they was chopping people's heads off. They was cutting people's limbs off. They was impaling people on poles. They was pretty cruel.
Oh, they was cruel. Just like in this Western Hindu. They're pretty cruel. I mean, you can lie to yourself and each other all you want. Talk about the American way. America is a cruel country. America has a history of cruelty. Now, all of a sudden, you think, under the preambles of your Constitution, they've never. And just because they got Kamala Harris or Joe Biden, don't expect anything out of that. They've been doing this for years, and every 4 years, they've made you promises that they hadn't kept. And yet you are the very one that holds this system together. You are the very one that believes in that preamble, but they don't believe in it. It's just a tool to control people, not to really believe in what they've written in this Constitution that had us 3/5 of a human being. And they still treat us as 3/5 of a human being. And we treat ourselves far worse than 3/5 of a human being. We treat ourselves like animals. Go ahead, Cartier. My apologies.
You're right, brother. They've treated us so cruel. We've gotten used to treating each other cruel. But America has
it's
been
true.
Brutal to our people. I was just watching a documentary today about how they treat brothers and sisters in New Orleans. They got strict laws on marijuana. And you got some people locked up in Louisiana prisons 15 years for carrying two joints.
That's cold-blooted, bro. That's cold.
Two joints,
what you see?
I ain't exaggerating.
Where you see the documentary at? What about?
It was on Vice TV. Vice is like a documentary channel.
Okay, and what was the name of the show? What was the name of the show, Cartier?
They call it Weed It Kit.
Weed It Kit?
It's one of the episodes of Weed It Kit. They debate, how the United States is dealing with medical marijuana versus recreational marijuana and legalization of marijuana in various states. And they also show, states that follow federal law, like Louisiana, where they got brothers locked up, like they said, with, like, cattle. They got brothers locked up 100 men in a room, and they ain't got nothing to do. And it's all for the prison system to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So they sit around all day watching TV, no books, no, outside activity. They sitting around in a room with a TV, 100 men in a room. And this brother's in there for 15 years for having two joints in his pocket. He was going to see his father. He was planning to go to college.
Right.
And he was riding his bike, to his father's business. When the police rolled up on him, they searched him. He had 2J. And they sentenced him to 15 years for two joints.
Andrea, that's why your name has meaning and value. My crown is Yah. That's why your name has meaning in that country. My name is Yah. Because you just like Yum Su, you're going to keep it real. You're not going to sugarcoat it. You're not going to jive. You're not going to fake the funk. That's why I like working with you. I believe you're real, brother. And, it's very rarely that I run into a brother and a sister that has your nature. Aviar is real. Without any doubt or any question. And that's why I enjoy the work that I put. It's not work when I come on this show. When you have someone that you value and trust, and because they trust Yah, it's a good feeling to come on the show. It's a labor of love, as they said. And that's a crying shame, what you just said, Cartrell, about that brother, 15 years for two joints. And if this is not a cruel country in this Western Hemisphere, and you believe in just because another 4 years have rolled around and they've given you these dreams of better, because I heard a tape by Kamala, and she said, I don't just do for black people, which we're not black anyway. But even if she meant that, she sort of is dismissive of our history in this country. It's if we're on an equal playing field with every other nation in this country. We're not on an equal playing field with every other nation in this country. And for her to be so dismissive, well, I'm trying to be the vice president of everybody. Ain't nobody saying if you down with that, don't be the vice president. But they have some special interest in your own people. And don't be so dismissive of the history of our people in this country. I'm sorry, country. Go ahead, my brother.
Well, she certainly is not Queen Esther, because at least Queen Esther had the interest of our people, though she was married to the king. So I know she had more power than Kamala Harris, but
well,
it wasn't about her power. It was about her and her affiliation with her people, a deep affiliation with her people, because she realized that her people were in trouble.
In harm's way. But you know what, Cartrell? Some of y'all might not like what I'm about to say, but it's true. Whoever you sleep with, that's who you have an affinity to, okay? Now, a person can marry someone, if that's their prerogative, you want to marry somebody of a different nation, that's your prerogative. But whoever you're sleeping with, who you have an affinity to, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Well, you said I was real, and we live in America where they say your dreams are illusion. And we have to bust through the dreams and illusions and find out the reality. Most of our people are in a dream world. They think they're going to die and go to heaven because somebody on the cross took all their sins away. When we're reading point blank, where the Most High said, you pay for your sins. And if you don't change, you're going to die because of them. And he's very emphatic about that. There's nowhere where he tells us that you could put your sins on somebody else. But how many of our people are in the church world? How many? Most of our people. I live in Mount Vernon. There are 461 churches in a 4-square-mile radius. I don't know if you caught that. The city of Mount Vernon is only 4 square miles. There are 461 churches in Mount Vernon.
4 square miles? That's a whole lot of harlotry, brother.
Yeah, idolatry, harlotry, nobody paying attention to what the Most High is saying. They all in that New Testament. They don't know who they are. They don't know what the future is. They don't know Yah's plan. They just living it up in captivity. You know, they throwing all that burden on that cross. No, you're going to suffer. You're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap what you sow. And Yah is calling us as his people to wake up, snap out of it, be aware of the prophecy that I sent with the prophets. Because the Most High said, 400 years, y'all going to be strangers in a strange land. And afterward, I'm going to judge that nation. And boy, oh boy, we're seeing judgment coming real hard. You see California burning. You got 2 hurricanes on the way. And it's not really even, you know, hurricane season that strong.
Mm-hmm. Because one already came by, and the hurricane season hadn't even started. One of
them already had 13 some odd tropical storms, and we really getting ready to get into the peak of the season, September and October. It really ramps up.
Exactly.
See fires burning in the west, people bracing for hurricanes in the east, got a pandemic running rampant, no leadership. They all confused. Remember that record, Ball of Confusion?
That's what the world is today, hey.
That's what the world is today. Woo! They made that record too early, because if they seen what was going on today, you talking about the world is a ball of confusion and chaos.
I think, Cartrell, I feel like blowing a little note on that. People moving out, People moving in. Why? Because of the color of the
color
skin.
Color of the skin. Run,
run, run,
run. But the show can't hide.
An eye for an eye. Cut, bro,
a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me, and I'll set you free. Rap on,
rap on,
brother.
Rap on. The only people talk about love, our brother, is the preacher. N.C. Nobody interested in learning but the teacher. Eve of destruction, tax deduction, city inspector, bill collector, bar closing demand, suicide, too many bills, people moving to the hill, people all over the world, started in the war. Oh, boy, man.
And the band played on.
Do, do, do. Oh, man.
Baker, Gamugga, and you hear me talking to you, said it's a ball of confusion.
That's what the world is today. Hey, hey, let me hear, let me hear. Cadrell, we
I know you like
enjoyed,
that one.
Yeah, we enjoyed some good music back in the day, didn't we, bro?
Yeah,
and
man.
It was real. It was real.
Real talk. And I think
well,
that song was a little too early because we in worse confusion today than in them times.
Truth be told, Cottrell.
Truth yeah,
be
man.
Told. Well, listeners, thank you, Cottrell. Well, listeners, as I said, we don't have any inkling of an idea of what relationships are. We're going by our own idea of what relationship. That's why these books were written. For a primary purpose of understanding your relationship, and relationships are essential. A relationship with your creator, Yah. Relationship with a woman and a man. Relationship between friends. Relationship between families. And so on and so forth. They are an essential part of us, of our culture. Something that we have been dismissive about. But let us get into it. About the importance of a relationship and a mutual mutual appreciation one should have for one another. As we begin in chapter 7, the beloved King Solomon is speaking in regards to his woman. I mean, he talking about feet to head to toe. He said, how beautiful are your feet and sandals, O prince daughter. You got some good looking feet, baby. Not like some of these sisters, they need to go to the Oriental place, get their feet worked on. Some of these sisters' feet look like gorilla feet. But this woman took care of her feet. She understood the importance of taking care of yourself and the whole aspect of a woman. Make yourself presentable. She didn't come out there with coins all curled up on her feet, yellow toes and whatnot. That woman took care of herself. And Solomon points this out to her, King Solomon. He said, how beautiful are your feet in them sandals? You know what I mean? You look good, baby. Your feet look good. The curves of your thighs are like jewels. Your thighs are like jewels. The work of the hands of a skillful workman. Your navel is like a round goblet. It lacks no blended berry. It's just this mixed up fine. Your waist is a heap of wheat set about like lilies. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle. Your neck is like an ivory tower. You know what? I thought about that, brothers and sisters, that ivory tower. See, she ain't using that neck to shake her head and be sassy and nasty. She's using that neck, that voice, as a defense for her man and herself and her relationship. She's using her voice as a tower, that voice box that comes out of that neck. I thought about that. Your eyes are like the pools of Heshbon by the gate of Bath Araban. Your nose is like the tower Lebanon, which looks toward Damascus. Your head crowns you like Mount Carmel, and your hair is like purple. real dark and lovely. A king is held captive by your trestles, your locks. Yet you keep yourself together. Together. How fair and pleasant are you? You good looking. Oh, love, with your delights, everything about you is delightful. The statues of yours is like a palm tree, the way you stand. It's like a palm tree. Your breast, he going back to them, he must have been stuck on her breast. Your breast is like clusters. And I said, I will go up to the palm tree. You're like a palm tree. And I will take hold of his branches. Let now your breasts, he going back to them breasts, be like clusters of wine. Fragrant, your breath, you even take care of your breath. Your breath even smell good, baby. The fragrance of your breath is like apples. The roof of your mouth is like the best wine. And she says in response to him, this mutual appreciation society, that we should be toward one another, the Shalomite. The wine that goes down smoothly for my beloved. Move gently the lips of sleepers. I am yours. I am my beloved. I, everything about me, my toes, my breasts, my neck, my hair, my lock, I mean, my statute, everything about me, I'm all yours. I'm in it to win it. And his desire is toward me because I'm all for you. You for me, and I'm for you. And she said, come, my beloved, let us go forth to the field. Let us lodge in the villages. Let us hang out together. That's what relationships are about. Working together and hanging out together. Not sitting on your computer while your woman is sitting there languishing away. Let us lodge together. Let's do this together. Let us get up early to the vineyards together. Let us see if the vine has budded together. Whether the grape blossoms are open and the pomegranates are in blossom together. There I will give you my love. I give you all of me. And the mandrakes give off a fragrance. And at our gates are pleasant fruits. We're doing this all together. All manner, new and old. Which I've laid up for you, my beloved. Oh, that you are like my brother. You're like a brother to me. And you ought to be like a brother to your woman. Not trying to beat on her and cheat on her. Not trying to hit her in the mouth talking about how much you love her. And not trying to hang out with all your boys all the time and don't spend no time with her. She said, you just like a brother to me. And I trust you. And that's what relationships are all about. An intimate relationship between a brother and a sister should be as such. Cartrell, your comments on that, my brother and friend.
Sorry, Buzz Boys always seem to come by at this time.
Yeah, unfortunately. Did you catch anything?
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
And it's about relationships, how
right.
we see our women. And we
right.
do have that same tradition of calling our women our sisters.
Exactly.
And each other brother, even though we're not connected by family. We
right.
talk those terminology. Brother, you my brother. Abiyah's my sister.
Right.
Ima, we call, Hadora, Ima, our mother. So we
right.
talk in that vernacular to this very day.
Exactly.
It wasn't no incestuous thing going on, but it
no.
shows how much some of the tradition, even though we lost a lot of what we're supposed to have as far as knowledge of self, understanding where we came from, our history, our ancestors, these elements still come through. Also, the way he's talking to this sister, this is how we talk to our sisters, right?
Right.
We compliment them from head to toe.
Exactly.
From head to toe. If you haven't heard
right.
any of our music, you need to start listening to records from the 60s, 70s, 80s. How we sang back and forth to each other. The brothers
exactly.
and the sisters when we was in love with each other.
showed appreciation.
Yeah, sounds just like this Song of Solomon, King Solomon,
right.
Song of Song. Sound like Ashford and Simpson, or Marvin and Tammy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or Alexander and O'Neal and Sherelle, for you,
yep.
You young whippersnappers.
Peaches and herbs, herbs and peaches, whatever.
Peaches and herbs.
Peaches and herbs.
Yeah. That's what it's like to me, though. They're going back and forth with their love, and they're complimenting each other, making each other feel good, hanging out with each other. Those are the positive vibes you want in a relationship.
Well, I think they might get it. If they don't get it, well, they're in trouble. Cartier, where we're looking for
yes,
a
sir.
Nice, all the songs are wonderful. We look for nice, wonderful mother songs.
Yes. I believe we're reading the 42nd song, which is another song. No. Huh?
I believe you're right. 42nd.
Yeah. 42nd song. This is not a psalm of King David. This is a psalm of the sons of Korah. Do we know who the sons of Korah are?
Break it down to them like they're 4 years old, Katrina.
Yeah, we remember back in the wilderness, Dathan and Abiram and Korah, right? How they challenged
right.
Moshe and Aaron with authority. They said they was Levites, just like Moses and Aaron, and they was just as close to God as them. And the Most High took Korah out.
Right.
Along with Dathan and Abiram.
Exactly.
But obviously, he didn't take Korah's sons out.
Right.
Korah's sons survived.
I guess Korah's sons heard from their father foolishness.
No doubt. You got to make your own way.
Mm-hmm.
So the sons of Korah... The book of Psalms 42. As a deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my Elohim. My soul thirsts for Elohim, for the living Elohim. Where can I go and meet with you, Elohim? So they basically are the same theme as King David. They're searching for the Most High. They ain't searching for doctrines, philosophies. They're not searching for no monks. They ain't not searching for no shamans. They're not searching for no priests. Matter of fact, they come from the priest's line. No, they don't come from the priest's line. They come from the Levitical line. But they're
right.
Searches for the true and living God.
Exactly.
My tears have been my food day and night. While people say to me all day long, where's your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go to the house of Elohim under the protection of the Mighty One. With shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. While my soul are... you downcast. Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in Elohim, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my Elohim. So he understands that the Creator, God of the universe, is his one and only Savior, just like King David. And his soul is pining to reconnect with the Most High, like all souls should. We should want to reconnect with our Creator. It says, my soul is cast down within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar, deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfall. All your waves and breakers have swept me over. By the day, Yah directs his love. At night, his song is within me, a prayer to the Elohim of my life. I say to Elohim, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Where's your Elohim? And that's the predicament that we all in. The same position that this prophet is in. We should be saying what he's saying, that you are the Elohim of my life, and our prayer and our tears should be directed towards him. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in Elohim, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my Elohim. So we get strong words from the sons of Korah. They learn a lesson not to betray Yah like their father did and get swallowed up they cast their lots with the righteous men who sought Yah and tried to make a connection with the Most High. So our prayer should be of a similar type, where we're trying to find Yah, wondering, you know, what's going on with us. Because sometimes you're downcast, sometimes you're depressed. And I'm sure a lot of people are downcast and depressed being locked down under the coronavirus. So these prayers are helpful in us reconnecting with our Creator by helping us to inward reflection. What are we doing to connect with the Most High? Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. We have to worry about ourselves and our connection with our Creator.
Well, I think you said a 9-4 there, Cartwright. Cartwright, do you have any advice for young brother Gregory before we go?
I say keep on listening, young brother Gregory. It's never too late to learn, early to learn. Sometimes adults tend not to answer children's questions. And when I was young, that always used to bother me. When I ask you a question, I'm asking you for a reason. Give me the answer, please.
Exactly.
Right? If I'm smart enough to ask you the question, you should answer me. Don't say, you know, you're a child, you know, you're too young, you know, to learn this. No. If I ask the question, you should answer. And I respect children in that manner. If they ask the
me
question,
too.
I'm going to answer them like as if an adult asked me that question. So the fact that he listens to us and he's not bored, he's trying to gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, I say stay on that path, young Gregory. The Most High is going to bless you.
He will. He certainly will. I concur with Cartrio, Brother Gregory. We call you brother. Although you may be 5 years old, you still are our brother, our young brother. I want to say this to you, young Gregory. You are a mascot to this show. You help us. You help keep us focused because you are the future of this nation, so we have to stay focused and direct you in the right way. You keep connected to Yah. You honor your mother and your father. You be the leader. Don't be the follower of whatever group you're in. You don't follow the crowd. You do what's right. You protect women. You protect poor and needy folks. You don't look down on all people. You don't be the aggressor. You don't go out looking for trouble, Gregory. But you always stand up to trouble. Don't go looking for trouble, but you always stand up to trouble. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it's the making that we want you to be a mighty man. And being mighty means you are mighty in wisdom and understanding and love and compassion and humility and standing up and being the voice for the voiceless. You always speak for people that can't speak for themselves. And you speak for the poor, the needy, and you always respect and honor your imam. Because if it wasn't for your ima, your mama, you wouldn't be here. Well, Cartrell, any more closing remarks?
Sound advice for young people, not just Gregory, but, you know, to learn of the Most High early. When you're in trouble, when you're feeling alone, when you think you're alone, when you think you're in trouble, you should call on the Most High, Yah. Call on Yah, and when he delivers you out of your trouble, give him thanks for assisting you and being a part of your life, and that's how you get to know him better, because he helps you out of all your trouble, as long as you're doing right. If you're doing what's right and you get in trouble, the Most High will deliver you out of it. And that goes for children and adults. You know, I was a child. I was 14 years old. We was they called us latchkey kids. When we came home, the house was empty. We had to cook dinner. We had to clean the house. We had to do our homework. And then we could go outside. And we could only go outside for a little while, but we was home by ourselves. And if we lost our key, we were stuck outside. So we had to learn responsibility. And during those times of trouble, I always called on Yah, lost my key, found a way to get into the house. Moms ain't home. Stuff going on. I get in trouble. Call on the Most High every time. And I haven't been hurt. I haven't been shot. I haven't been stabbed. Praise Yah. In all the years, I grew up in New York City, Manhattan, Bronx, Brooklyn. And I've never been, you know, accosted, you know, jumped. Because I always, you know, knew that the Most High was my best friend.
Right. Well, Cartrell, that's good advice for young Gregory. Young Gregory, you listen to us. We are your godfathers. If you ever have a problem, have you went to the Most High? You always tell your Ema to call us. You need to rap to us, okay? So I want to talk to my godfather. I want to talk to Cartrell. I want to talk to you.
I'm not used to drinking pain, lady.
And we'll listen to you and try to give you the best advice we can, okay? Well, listeners, I want to thank Brother Cartrell. I want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in with us on the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. Cartrell, thank you again, my friend. Listeners, better ready to get ready to get out of here. But in dedication to all the relationships that are constructive and positive, just like the Songs of Solomon, I'll play another lovely song. Aviar calls it the "He the Whining Man." You wrong for that, Aviar. That man is keeping it real. He ain't whining. And so, but the last thing I want to say to you, listeners, keep connected to Yah. Stay humble to Yah. Learn what love, compassion, and humility is. Learn a love between a brother and a friend, brothers to brothers, sister to sister, man to sister. The importance of relationship, and most importantly, the relationship with your creator, Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That being said, listeners, I don't know where you're going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. Enjoy this lovely song. May the Most High bless you. Good night. Shalom.
Loving you well.